What a lovely evening. It's 10 to 7, I'm in my shed. The rain is pouring down outside. I'm toasty warm in here. I've had to put the electric heater on, which is something I rarely do because the insulation is so good in here. But my solar panels have not charged my batteries. I went away for a few days and left my lights on in here, and so drained all of the power from the batteries, and they're struggling to regain any kind of charge. I may try and recondition them with a wall charger, but I did give them like 2 or 3 days of in inverted commas sunlight this week on the hope they would recoup some charge, but that's not happened. And they so I've got a side light on. Luckily I've got the kind of umbilical cord that brings the internet to my shed. Does bring some power, so I can use that to power a little light and then the heater. And so I'm here on the laptop looking at some documentaries in between playing records. And it's utter bliss, it really is. I feel a huge kind of weight off my shoulders. I've been up against it these last few days with workshops to complete and just kind of stuff I wanted to get done and done well, and I believe I have done it well. And after a relatively quiet October was pretty quiet, I think, then things picked up November, December. I'm now looking at a longish Christmas, although anybody that knows me knows that I will take the standard kind of Christmas time off and have some quality family time. But I'm writing and doing stuff in the evenings often, and I'll come down the shed in the day and do some research and such like. So no, fantastic. And I'm feeling that I can slide into embracing Christmas with a clear mind ish definitely need some sleep tonight. Didn't get that much sleep last night, actually. The little boy had a nightmare. I'm looking at my diary and excitedly trying to find a space to maybe, I never like talking about where I'm going because it kind of tempts fate and never happens, but maybe go to Borneo, which is somewhere I've been trying to go for a little while, for, you know, a good reason to go, because it's a long way to go, environmental issues and stuff, and there's a story out there that potentially needs my skill set, so that might be a great opportunity to finally tick off a country which I very nearly made but didn't, and ended up stuck in Senai Airport without any money, which is just the other side of Singapore in Indonesia way. And I ended up having to play harmonica to get enough money to fly to Penang. It's only 30 quid, but it was quite an achievement for me back then, not being a particularly good harmonica player. Still not, really. I can make my way in it. So, and then there's the possibility of going into the Arctic Circle the month afterwards. Or, if I can't find the right slot of time, it might be the week afterwards, which would be totally going kind of hot to cold. We'll see. But there's some possibilities outside of some exciting work and more workshops that I want to develop for next year. So, fantastic. Am I ready for the consumerist side of Christmas? A bit. I guess I've just been lazily ordering stuff online. I can't really face going into town with all the chaos and the craziness. Doing some handmade stuff this year, present-wise. So I think Christmas Day is going to see about 11 people around the dinner table in ours, which will be absolutely lovely. Just the thought of it sometimes and the preparation does my head in, but when everybody's sat round drinking and eating and playing games, and this year there's a record player in the living room, there's no TV, with a relatively large selection of vinyl, but quite a large selection of Christmas vinyls, some really weird old stuff. So, yeah, I should probably get myself into the house. It's almost time to read to the kids and, yeah, get the fire going and then maybe spend the next couple of hours without any screens at all, just reading some books. I'm halfway through right now. I set myself a challenge this year, not a massive challenge. I dread to think how many children's books I've read of an evening and how many words I've read in general on the web, but 20 physical books I wanted to read, and I've failed miserably. I've started about 25 physical books and haven't actually completed more than 10 or so. So unless I can have a bit of a flurry on and finish the ones that are kind of halfway through, I don't think I'm going to make this year's reading challenge. But I did run for 200 days straight, and my rest days now are cycling days, which is great, just to give my my body a different kind of exercise, because it does feel weird on a rest day not exercising a bit. That does feel weird. So I might do a yearly summary audio later on. I've just attached a kind of a cool microphone arm, which is it making any noise if I... Is it? It's got springs, and it's like one of those adjustable lamp stands. I bought it, I don't know, it must have been 10 quid from Amazon or something. And then I realised it couldn't attach at all to the to my table. Just wouldn't attach because of the table being too thin or something. So I've stuck it on the roof. It actually attaches to the beam in the roof, and so it comes down from above me, and I want to attach a really cool podcasting mic or something to it. I think that would be great. Really good. And yeah, I might do a bit more studio-y style audio in the not-too-distant future, rather than, as I am now, just speaking into my phone, which is fine. But I've got a lot of audio sat on my desktop. I've just found loads of stuff from Lebanon that I haven't edited, that could really do with just being edited maybe over the holiday period and chucked out there somewhere for prosperity. Whatever you're doing, do it well. Enjoy the moment. Yeah. Speak to you later.